My grandma fell last night. Speaking of hot rooms, she keeps hers pretty warm.
Does she really?
Yeah, she fell last night.
What happened?
She's a geezer, so she falls over sometimes. Yeah, she was she was trying to do an ollie in her room.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, she fell. She was fine. She was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
She drank a little bit.
That was
at dinner.
Yep, that's
my mom was like, "Did you drink again?" So she falls, and my mom starts yelling for my brother-in-law to pick her up. He's out back vaping.
He's
vape life, dude. He was on the deck vaping.
Dude, your fucking house should be the new Roseanne. You should pick up the new Roseanne.
Yeah, there's some fucking Arab in the back vaping.
You live in a fucking sitcom, dude.
My geezer drunk Irish grandma fell, and my mom yells for him. I was sitting there trying to watch the fucking game. I was watching Golden State Houston. My sister is on the couch, and she's like, "Are you going to go help your grandma?" I was like, fucking, you can help her too, you idiot. I mean, I got up and did it, but it's like, you're fully capable of picking up a 96-pound fucking old lady.
I mean, dude, you're literally in a sitcom
right
now.
It was crazy.
That's insane.
Katie just didn't want to touch her. She, you know, she's a geezer. You don't want to touch geezers.
That's true.
But anyway, I picked her up.
It's like grabbing a nutsack.
And she rewarded me. It really is.
She gave you a toffee?
Me with a $2 bill.
What? Yeah. Dude, stop.
For real.
You seriously?
Yes.
She gave you a coin?
No, a dollar bill.
A $2 bill. Coin, though, or $2 bill?
A $2 bill.
Okay, I thought she flipped you like a $2 coin bill. I was like, whoa.
There's no such thing as a coin bill.
I thought she had like a special coin that was worth $2.
You've seen some $2 bills, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She fucking...
Well, my mom's aunt, my great aunt, my mom finally had to put her into like a home. She was living with us, and she had dementia, and she was thinking that she had like a zillion coins and all these trinkets and shit and all this jewelry. And she kept accusing my mom of stealing it. So, like, she would walk past my mom and be like, bitch, thief. And then, like, so my mom, like, she kept, like, going at my mom, dude. So my mom was like, you gotta split. But we looked at it. She had, like, satchels of all kinds of coins that, like, dude.
She was stolen.
I thought about it.
Those were her lucky charms.
She was Irish, dude. Straight from Ireland, dude.
She thought your mom was after
That's
her lucky
said.
Charms.
That's what I said. I'm like, dude, she might be a fucking leprechaun.
She was a leprechaun.
I think she was. So, yeah, so my mom had a fucking... Put her out.
Toss
her.
Get rid of this leprechaun. They put hexes on you and curses.
She was trying to fuck. She was trying to rise up at my mom a couple times.
You think
times.
She was?
She literally, hit the fucking. She was like the Notre Dame logo.
Like that scene in Gangs of New York when they clear out the tables.
Yeah.
I got a sick video. I think the audio is going to work. So this is later that night. I started playing on my dad's Alexa, Big Sean. I ain't fucking with you.
This is a video?
Yeah, my sister was talking shit that she always wins this card game.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you fucking suck at this. I guarantee you're going to lose.
Yeah.
She's like, I either win or I'm in the final two every time.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, I am. You never are. So, of course,
so this is after you argued whether or not to pick up your grandma?
So then she loses second out of six of us. She's out right away. And so I started playing like funny music on the like... Nah, nah, nah.
Oh,
nah.
My God.
Is going nuts.
Oh, you're like a surgeon for pissing people off.
I know, I really was. She was actually really mad. She's like, you think this bothers me? I don't care at all. I'm like, you seem pissed.
You are. If you could, if that could be like medical school, you'd be like the highest ranked cardiovascular neuro. You'd be like doing brain transplants.
But this is great because my mom starts freaking out because my dad was drunk and he was mad that Big Sean was playing. He was like freaking out, like to the point where he was going to fist fight. He was so mad. And my mom started spazzing out. Like, she's like, don't bother Phil right now.
Yeah, stop playing. Stop irritating him with rap, basically.
Let me see if I get the audio here for this.
Turn it off.
That's not the beginning. He's like, not in my house.
You please turn it off.
Dude,
I hope that comes up. I hope the audio works.
I hope it does too. I can even raise it up too. Dude, not in my house. Imagine getting that pissed when you hear rap go on, being like, my dad's the same way, dude. If you were playing rap, he'd be like, hey, whoa, come on. It's like,
that song particularly I played because, little stupid ass bitch, I was fucking with you.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that was going to bother my dad.
I mean, I don't, a lot of fucking, that like really fucks up a lot of like 50 and over white dudes hear rap and like they get like, what the fuck?
Dude? Yeah.
That's like a real uncomfortable spot to put a 55-year-old white dude in. Is just blast some like current rap, dude. That's like,
oh my god,
like that literally will distort their, that'll fuck their sense of the world.
There's
up.
Like, of course, there's systemic racism, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just
but
talking.
It's also like you've grown up in a world where people don't ever talk like that.
No,
outside of like the bar, and when somebody is talking like that, you're like, what a fucking jerk off that guy is.
Like my mom was like
freaking loudmouth.
I remember being little, my mom thinking like Madonna was a bit much. That's how strict my mom was.
She did fuck Black Jesus in a music video.
Yeah, okay.
So. She was pretty bad by today's standards.
I forgot you did that.
I see that music video today. I forgot, I'm like, I don't like it.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah.
So I remember my mom being like, Madonna is just blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, dude, imagine for me to like let her listen to Cardi B's new album about like how gushy her pussy is and like just like sitting on people's faces and shit. Like my mom's head would explode, dude.
Phil would not like that.
Pornographic, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny. Like, that shit fucks them up to hear that. And that guy is saying fuck repeatedly like that to such like a cool beat is just absolute mayhem.
Hey,
bro.
Hey. God damn it. Hey. Not in my house. Like, he unplugged the Alexa. He doesn't know how to. He walked over to it while I was playing it and he was like, hey, god damn it. Hey. He had no idea how to control it.
That'd be tight to have like a baby, like, eventually have like a care facility for baby boomers, like in 30 years from now. And you just give them helmets and have like headphones, so you could use that like a shot collar if they start wandering off the premises. It's just like, all right,
start playing Big
I'm
Sean.
I'm gonna hit it with some Tupac, and they're like, yeah. Oh god damn it! And, like, they walk back in and it stops.
Yeah, I mean Phil, he'll probably die. He's getting close. If he's getting gets shit faced and he gets that angry,
yeah, it's a bad combination.
He's a big dog too. Like, next Big Sean could be the big one, dude. He could have the heart attack on that.
No. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Really, like, as like a 16, 18, 17, like, you know, old to like 22, it's a, I will say that was been like my, kind of like my moral map through those years of just being like, all right, Wu-Tang Clan, sweet. And like, these guys are cool. Yeah. DMX is the man. And like, I navigated with that mindset. It was just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, I can tell you're very influenced by Wu-Tang and DMX. The way you live, dude.
Yo, bro,
no,
I'm telling
still
you.
Still there, dude. You're a dog.
I mean.
You're a rough rider.
I'm a rough rider,
you're
dude.
You're rolling. Wait. You're wrestling dudes.
Hey.
Wrestling dudes. You're going to vibe, getting steroids.
I'm an acute DMX overdose, dude. That's what I could easily.
That happens.
Summary or summarize my life.
Should I play Big Sean in my dad's house right now?
No, dude. Don't do it, though, dude.
I could.
You're doing psyops against your dad.
Yeah, then we watched my dad's big into The Office now.
Nice.
So I'm trying to watch the fucking game last night. And every commercial, he can't watch commercials.
Yeah.
My dad's got a thing where he absolutely cannot watch a commercial.
That's pretty sick.
It's a psycho move.
I like that, dude.
So he just switches to The Office every commercial. I'd miss like the whole third quarter.
Oh, God, I hate,
dude. Watching the fucking, like, a play episode.
I mean, I can't think of the last time I shared. I mean, that's how I grew up watching TV, sharing a TV with someone. Like, it's like, holy fuck, dude, I forgot all about that.
So the night before, I was there two nights in a row, last two nights. And the night before, I was like, I had the remote. And I was like, I'll give it back to you if you just don't laugh when I hand it to you.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking smile or laugh and I'll hit it. Because every time he reaches for it, I pull it away. And he's like, come on, God damn it. But he laughs every time. So then tonight, or last night, he did that to me. I was like, just give me the fucking remote. He's like, I will if you don't laugh.
Oh,
he's like, come
hilarious.
On, little Shaney. Come on, Shaney.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
You guys had to hang out.
Me and Phil had a nice weekend.
I mean, I forgot all about that, dude. Of like, dude, come on. My show's on now. Turn your show off.
Like, well, still, it's like, put the fucking conference finals on.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop watching The fucking Office. You're 63.
Yeah, she's got it. She's sipped it, dude. She's got bit by the WT vampire. Beautiful woman, dude. I love her.
My dad comes from that world.
Does he? So does my dad, but we tease my dad because my dad's always like, I grew up poor, right? And we're always like, dude, fuck you. No, you didn't. You're such a bitch, dude. It's so funny.
God, I would hate to have you guys as sons. Oh, my God.
I catch myself every now and again where like, everything he had like a mosquito. One time he had a mosquito go down his pants, and I'm like, yeah, dude, probably thought it was he found his fucking friend. He was just like, you know what? You're a fucking asshole. It's like everything he says, dude. He has like five people just fucking hitting him hard.
And your brothers are terrifying.
Relentless, dude.
They're very funny.
Relentless,
Billy
dude.
Cracks me the fuck
Billy's
up,
fucking
dude.
Funny. Kevin will get you. Tom's a motherfucker.
See, I don't know Tom and
Tom's a motherfucking dude.
I do know Tom.
Tom is really quick. Kevin will chill for a minute, then he'll come out every now and again with something that you're like, God damn, bro.
So mean.
God damn, bro. You didn't have to do it. But
yeah, that's good. My sisters are mean. Katie's become very, very
dude,
nice.
Dude, I told you're fucking what's his face from Vice Principals, dude. You're Ruskell.
Oh, yeah.
Not Russell. What's his name? You got sister bullying.
Russell.
I can't imagine the mind fuck that sister bullying.
Sister bullying, it's never like sadosexual or whatever.
I didn't say that, bro. I didn't take it there.
It's never like, you got small dick. It's never gross.
I didn't take it there, bro.
Well, that's kind of what happens to Russell.
I know.
But it's like...
So they said it was fine. They were like, your dick's fine.
They were both like, well, one of them was in awe at first. They're like, holy shit, dude. But no, it's like, I think it is worse coming from a girl. Even if it's your sister or her being like, you got fucking bitch hips or something. Like something like that a woman would say to you.
They know how to cut deeper and on a weirder, more disturbing level.
Yeah, like guys will... Your brothers are really good at it.
They're so really good.
That's a bad example.
But they'll get you, and it's kind of funny and whatever. Yeah, I've had like ex-girlfriends and wives be like, just hit me on levels that I'm like, wait, what the fuck? They'll like weirdly insult my mom in a way that like makes me upset. Now I'm like, what the fuck?
How about that time we were at ND when we were at the Notre Dame game and Caitlin was like, she wanted to go to like the pep rally or the bookstore
five.
And I was like,
dude,
I don't want to go right now. I'm not going to the bookstore at 5 on a Friday before a game. It's going to be horrible. And she was like, nobody here likes you. Whoa. She's like, literally all your friends here don't like
you. She's like, no one's laughing, Shane. No one likes you here. You're just annoying everyone. Yeah. It's just like, dude. I get that every now and again where she'll stop. Even my girlfriend now will be like, Matt, you're really not funny. You're actually annoying. You're an annoying person. You're really annoying to live with. And I'm just like... I'm in the middle of like a weird impression of some like SEPTA worker, like, eh? You don't like me?
You're doing a bit act out.
You don't like me?
Yeah, that's...
They're fucking mean, dude. That's what I said before.
My sister Sarah, though, is the mean
She's
one,
a motherfucker.
Dude. She's no longer even trying to be funny. She'll do this one time. I think I might have said it on here, but she was hammered. She was fucking shit-faced. It was at my high school graduation party.
Yeah.
So I fucking locked her out on the deck just to see what she'd do. Because
your party.
She was smoking cigarettes underneath the deck, so I'd like go out and dump water on her. And she's like, I'll fucking kill you.
That's classic.
Locked her out. And I remember I was sitting in a chair like in front of this glass door where I locked it. She just lowered her face right to my face on the other side of the glass and just goes, you're fat. And then just walked away. I was like, oh my God.
You just went and like trudged towards the door and opened it.
She's like, you're fucking fat. And walked away.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, she was great. LeSean McCoy was there and she screamed at him.
Why?
He was trying to sleep on the couch and my sister just full freaked out. Middle of the night. Everyone was passed out at the end of this party.
Why couldn't LeSean McCoy hang up? Wait, who is that? The Eagles
player? He used to play running back for the Eagles. Now he's with the Bills.
What the
fuck? He was sleeping on the couch. It was a great night.
Yeah, dude.
And then my sister just... My dad was hammered too, and he like tried to carry her. And he dropped her. So she was like, he fucking hit me. It's like, no, he didn't. You just see LeSean McCoy pop his head up on the couch like, damn, what the fuck
He
is
just
going
hit the
on?
Hole between them, dude, and busted
he
through.
He fucking juked out. Hit that professional jump cut, dude. He was fucking gone.
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah, that was a fun night. That was a great night.
LeSean McCoy woke up to what he thought was your dad tackling your sister and was like, I'm having a nightmare,
He's
dude.
Like, I'm going to be a Pro Bowler.
That'd be funny if that was like the first White House he's ever like slept White House, not the White House, but the first White House he's ever slept over at and woke up to like a dad tackling his sister and just fucking hurtled over him. Just Heisman'd over him. Was like, I got to play football, dude. I got to be more serious about my football career.
Yeah, that was a good time. My sister, yeah, she can be...
Yeah.
She's like, I remember they would come home drunk, my sisters, and they would just, the meanest shit on earth to each other.
Dude, I mean.
It's not like brothers like saying mean shit, like funny.
Yeah.
It was every time it took it to the next level.
Sisters are locked in really like serious competition on every aspect of life, dude. Every aspect.
And they're only a year apart, so it was always very.
Yeah, dude, it's total like. Looks, grades, career, job, family, relationship status, to where, like, I look at my brothers and I'm like, there's nothing that I'm ever like, I can't believe this motherfucker. And it's like, dude, sisters, and they really kind of...
And they're lady brains, dude.
Yeah, man. Because they have to dominate the other one. Like, their dream is to, like, fucking have the wedding of the century and just be like, come, you can come, come.
You can be my bridesmaid.
My errand sister, give come be my speech, bridesmaid. Please. Yep. Come give me, like, a weird speech of, like, yeah, I'm not the best with relationships, but my sis here has it done.
Every girl right now is wet, dude. Yeah. SP 500 soaking wet. Woo, listen to this.
Baby, dude.
Shout out SP 500.
Things like that. So sure. They're like, let's just do this again. It's like, it's no making a murder. It's cool. You watch it, you're like, damn. That, it would be... I've thought of this before. It'd be sick to get like 12 of your friends and just all build houses right next to each other and just not have a weird cult and not fucking get it naked and scream in the woods. Cult. But you're not going to have 12 guys fucking hang out, you know? Fucking, yeah. You know all your neighbors and it's nothing weird and village like. You all have your separate lives, but it's like that would be tight.
That's what my family had that. There were a couple, there's like a family across the street. There was like five houses that like we would all hang out.
Dude.
I remember when there was blizzards, we would all have blizzard parties. I mean, go to somebody's house and get fucking. Hammered, well, they would. I would run around with the other kids because they were all our age.
Your sisters are just haunting you, dude.
My sisters were like, look at your fucking fat hips, you fucking pussy.
I do that for my girlfriend every now and again. If I ever make a mistake, I'll just stop and look at her like, I'm such a fat fucking idiot, pussy, loser. Dude, every time.
I do that all the time.
I love doing it.
I'll be driving and just be like, fucking loser. Yeah, that's...
Such a fat... Fucking idiot.
I'm so fucking gay, dude. Yeah, I'm so fucking gay. I messaged you today. I was like, you were like, I'm running a little late. I was like, don't worry, dude. This is all because I'm fucking gay.
That dude, I'm telling you, that's been my biggest breakthrough for like my girlfriend annoying me about like I suffer from like her neuroses become my concern now where she's like, no, you got to hang up the little shower carpet every time you're done with it. It can't just stay on the floor. It's got to hang up on this fucking thing.
It's actually fair.
It's fair, but it's like, you want that done, you hanging up. I don't give a fuck, therefore I'm not going to hang. So now, like, when she bitches about me not hanging it up, I just stop and look at her, and I'm like, I'm such a fat, gay, fucking loser, and I run out of the room. She laughs, I laugh, and it's just fucking, it works.
That's nice.
It's fun.
That's nice. I'm going to try that in a real fight.
Dude, I'm telling you. In the middle of a set, dude. If a set doesn't go well, just stop. Like, I'm such a fat, fucking bitch, dude. When I was calling my dad fat last night, people are not having it. I'm like, my dad's fucking fat, dude. He's such a, he eats like shit. He's such a fat fucking bitch.
I actually walked out. I walked out of the green room while you were like finishing that. And I was like, is he fucking shitting on me right now? I didn't hear the dad part. I walked out. You're like, he eats like shit. What do you expect? I walked out. I was like, all right, dude, I'll fucking crush you for this.
No, I was talking about dribbling basketballs, and I was talking about warm-ups and how, like, I was like, I crushed warm-ups, dude. I fucking, you know, just go down, run down, see your mom. I'm like, what's up, dad? And I see your dad, and you're like, what's up, my fucking bitch-ass dad? And everyone's just like, what the fuck? Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, I used to say that about my dad crying. Like, my dad is so fucking gay, crying in front of me. I was like, you fucking pussy.
Really?
Crowds hate that shit.
Yeah, they don't like...
Making fun of your dad, crowds hate. For the most part. It's awkward, like... Sucking your dad's dick. That's
when I
funny.
Said my bitch ass dad, people laughed. I'm like, and I see you see your bitch ass dad over there. But they gave me an awe when I said my dad blocked me when I accidentally hugged him. They were like, oh,
that is weird.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I want to hug him, dude. I want
to
fucking
Come to think of it, I would get laughs when I'd be like, my dad was crying like a bitch.
Yeah, people laugh.
People
at that.
Laugh at that because they realize how fucking
they don't
crazy.
Like making fun of fat people, dude. Whenever I'm like, yeah, he's fat. What do you expect? The crowd's like, yo, bro.
Nobody likes that.
It's fucking funny, dude.
You gotta stick with it.
I did it, and it's still, people were not having it. I'm like, dude, it's not my fault, dude.
He's that's fucking, like,
he's fat. He's just
Callen.
Lazy.
Callen kind of does that.
Does he?
Yeah.
They did it in Veep, in the I think the third episode, third or fourth, the first season, when she gets assigned to talk about the obese, she's like, they're just fucking fat and lazy, and it's just their fault. Dude, it's so fucking funny.
There's a lot of people fat shaming.
They pulled it off.
Bill Burr, fat shames.
He fat shames?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I'll listen to that while I'm driving and be like, hey, he's right. I got to stop being fat. Then and then wings. Yeah. I'm just like, fuck yeah, dude, wings.
It is fun. Fat shaming is fucking sick.
If I get fat shamed, I'm coming out swinging as hard
as I can.
Dude,
the nicknames. I was hanging out with my dad on Easter. Where like it was like my dad, my uncles, they're all hanging out. They had a little like daytime fire going down. They're smoking cigars. And like dudes who were like 60... The way they grew up and, like, interacted with each other, it was, like, everyone had a nickname, and it was, like, your most personal flaw, and that was, like, this one guy, they used to call him the hole, because when he was a baby, he drooled on an outlet, and it shocked his face, so his lips were, like, He had like a whole
constant Donald Trump look.
He had like a pre-whistle face all the time. They would call him the hole. And they're like, they all just, it was like, instead of people ignoring your weird disabilities, they would just be like, oh, that's your nickname. We're just not going to pretend it doesn't exist. We're going to let you know where you stand. You're the hole, dude. You're like, you have a fucked up face. It's like, it's just so fucking mean.
My grandpa had that face at the end of his, end of his run. He'd always just be like, like he was about to kiss.
Yeah.
All the time.
That sucks.
Yeah, I remember when he died.
I'm hoping they invent something for Alzheimer's. I mean, it's got to come. That's definitely how I'm going out. I'm going out in a blaze of just like cloudy, not knowing people.
Makes perfect sense.
I think I'm pre-Alzheimer's. My mind is
going to betray you eventually.
It's already starting the process. Already, the process is already beginning, dude.
Prodding for weaknesses.
The process.
So fucking funny.
Yeah.
You killed Bingo.
Bingo fell through the ice. Yeah. Mr. Jingles fell straight through the ice. Yeah, that's but your family comes from the same white trash stock as like my dad's family was probably like, all right, well, that puppy's dead.
Yeah, animal death.
Like
they do not
give a fuck.
Not fazed by animal death.
It's like my grandpa with the bag of kittens.
Yeah.
The Gillis family had too many cats, so he put a bunch of kittens in a bag and threw them in the fucking creek. And then it hit a dam, split open. Cats, you know,
dude,
cats drown everywhere.
That's literally from Blood Meridian.
And like
same
three
thing.
Came back, and he was like, these cats can fucking stay.
These are
tough, good Gillis cats.
Yeah. Dude, that's literally from the book Blood Meridian.
Yeah, you said that.
Really? The book Blood Meridian, there's like a little Mexican kid, and he's like selling puppies, and this guy, the general, buys them all, ties them in a sack, and throws them in the river.
But I found this out about my grandpa because it's all starting to make more sense. Because every story I've ever heard about my grandpa, old Francis Gillis, was just that he was
strong
a psychic.
Name.
All he did was fight people. It's all he did. Yeah. Like every day, every story I've ever heard of him was him freaking the fuck out. And then he eventually had like a heart attack during like an operation or something. But R.I.P. Grandpa. But
I don't know why I laughed at that.
I found an article.
It's
my
like
dad
a dentist operator.
But my dad just showed me this article this week from the sports page in Harrisburg, and it was about my grandpa playing at Notre Dame, and he got a concussion so hard that his season ended. Like, he was the starting tackle, and they were like, he was supposed to start against Purdue this week, but he's out. It was a career-ending concussion.
Wait, when was this?
In 1938.
When they had,
concussion
when
rules.
When they wore, like, snow helmets and shit?
Yeah.
But that's when they like had no idea like the severity of it.
Dude,
yeah.
And I was laughing so hard thinking about how hard that guy's concussion must have been.
Dude, they must have been at his funeral and he woke up and like he can't play the rest of the season.
Seriously. But then it's like, all right, so now every story makes sense where he was like, we got too many fucking cats. I'm going to kill all these fucking cats.
Oh, he got
it's
hit
like,
hard
oh yeah,
he
got CTE'd from the 30s.
Yeah. Well, think of it this way, man. If you grew up and your dad hit you, your grandfather definitely hit your grandma. Sure.
Family hit your grandma.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to put that accusation out on my family.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, I'm thinking about it now. I don't know why that popped into my head. I'm like, because my dad would, like, hit me if I was in trouble when I was little. So now, like, that's kind of not – that's taboo. My dad's dad probably fucking
probably
threw
not
a couple –
slapped
of,
around.
At least a firm, like, up into a wall, like, no, get the fuck off.
Yeah, but that's true, though. And that's also why women back then knew their fucking place.
I mean,
they
dude,
knew that was on the table.
Well, imagine if you went to the authorities.
Physical threat was a possibility. Yeah.
Well, imagine, like, back in, like, the 30s, if you went to the authorities, like, my husband hit me, literally the guy would, like, shuffle papers, like, well, what'd you do? And they're like, you're like, well,
a nice looking broad like you? Come on.
The cop,
throw some makeup on, you'll
be
all right.
The cop would fucking grip her and throw her against the wall and be like, what'd you do, you bitch?
I'll show you how a real man hits a woman.
Yeah, man. That's, I don't know why I started when you were talking about that. I was thinking about like just the life of an old man back then.
Yeah,
just like after work, you got home, you sat in a chair, then someone invented TVs. And you're like, what the hell is this thing? Then you just died.
Then you sat in front of that.
Looked at it and died. That's like every old man. That's all they do. You go out and it's just like my papa, my mom's mom. He just sat in front of the last 20 years of his life, just in front of a TV, case of Budweiser. My dad gets home from work, doesn't drink, but he just gets home, hits the tube, and it's just he knows every single show that's on right now.
Yeah.
He's like, you see blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
You get home, and you just absorb
tube. It's like what happened to me with FIFA.
You slowly...
I was out flying in my
life.
You
slowly go into oblivion, into the, like... That was like... You know, we have cell phones, everyone like, why are we looking at... Like, that was the first thing that popped out, the TV screen. People were like, what the fuck is this? It's like a cowboy, they're like... Yeah. The guy, next 20 years of his life, he's like, oh, I have cancer, shit, and it fucking dies.
Yeah, yeah, it's catching up. You're not even looking at it.
I was just watching Cowboys. Yeah, you're just watching Cowboys. You're watching Buck Rogers.
Like, you're not watching your left arm twitch for the past 10 years. Yeah. Like, ah, shit, I got fucking Parkinson's. Where the fuck that come from?
Yeah, one day you're watching it, and you're just like, oh, Cowboys are on? You're like, oh, fuck, I got Alzheimer's.
Damn it.
Oh, Cowboys are on? Wow, I never saw Cowboys.
Dude, my grandfather used to watch TV. He would eat. And then he would, like, from within 35 seconds of finishing eating, he would sit on a recliner and recline so the food would never get completely into his stomach. And he got, like, such horrible acid reflux. And his doctors were like, you got to just, like, don't lay down right after you eat, dude. Like, I was like, that's it. If you stop doing that. And he was just like an old man. He was like, I eat and I lay down and I watch my stuff. Don't tell me how to die on my own.
He had, like, ancient Rome science in his mind. He was like, well, if you lay down.
Yeah, right.
You're in line with the equator and it all just sucks through your middle. Yeah, you can't tell an old man. Some old men have, like, have like a super like allegiance. Like my dad, like anything a doctor says is gospel to him.
Mm.
It's like where I hear shit from doctors. Rare. It's weird. He's like, all right, doc, you're the expert. You got it. And he just like, that's
old,
it.
Old heads don't fuck with doctors. They'll be like, yeah, but true. I saw this thing on the internet that my friend shared with me.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
My dad's more like, did you ever watch Junior from The Sopranos when he gets the cancer doctor? And he's like, you got it, doc. You got it. He doesn't question doc. If they take him to tell him medication, that's in his cabinet, and he's fucking taking it the next day.
That's crazy. My dad is getting cancer and just not telling us.
What?
Like,
what?
He'll just come back. One Easter, he came with, like, a huge bandage on his forehead.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking tell me at all. He just shows up with his bandage. I'm like, what the fuck's that? He's like, that is fucking skin cancer.
Yeah, my dad has that shit.
Tell me. Well, then he got a...
He probably got a biopsy enough to know it wasn't a big deal, right?
He got cancer of... Not the pancreas, the...
pancreas would have wiped him out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the... what do you come out of?
Your
prostate?
Yeah, he had prostate cancer.
He got prostate cancer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
then
another one.
And then he got rid of it.
Really?
Apparently.
Well, you know, it's 100% of men will get it if they live long enough. Prostate cancer happens to every single guy if they live long enough.
Isn't it from kind of like not coming enough, too? Or is that just a myth?
I don't know. I don't want to put that on my dad.
I'm not saying
you got a kinked cummer.
You get an old man coming too much. That's a good. That's a good.